Self-Help Books, the best books to improve your life.
Want to be happier, healthier, and more successful? If so, then you need to read a few self-help books. But with over 2,000 such books published every year, it's difficult to know where to start. Here are four popular ones to get you going.
How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is the book that launched the self-help genre. Carnegie says financial success is 15% professional knowledge and 85% the ability to express ideas, assume leadership, and motivate people. The book is full of advice on how to influence people by making them like you. Here are a couple of his top tips. Let the other person feel that the idea is his or hers. Talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person.
Who Moved My Cheese? By Spencer Johnson. This book is about how to adapt to change in your life. It's a fable about two mice and two little people who represent humans. They all live in a maze and spend their days eating cheese. But one day, they discover that their regular supply of cheese has disappeared. The mice immediately start searching the maze for more cheese, but the two little people get angry. "Who moved my cheese?" one of them demands to know. Finally, one of the little people accepts the situation and decides to look for a new cheese supply. He writes the following lessons on the maze wall. Change happens. They keep moving the cheese. Anticipate change. Get ready for the cheese to move. Adapt to change quickly. The quicker you let go of old cheese, the sooner you can enjoy some new cheese. Change. Move with the cheese. Enjoy change. Savour the adventure and enjoy the taste of new cheese.
The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley and William Danko. The authors of this book spent years interviewing American millionaires to figure out the secrets of their success. And they discovered that most millionaires don't live luxury lifestyles. They're rich because they live below their means and reinvest what they earn. However, the rest of us spend most of our money on expensive consumer goods and on keeping up with the Joneses. The book teaches you that toys, such as luxury cars or expensive houses, should only be bought with the profits of profits, i.e., with the money you earn from investments. One blogger wrote, "This book is a real eye-opener. It totally changed the way I think about money."
59 Seconds. This is a self-help book with a difference. Wiseman, a scientist, says 59 Seconds is about the science of self-help. And he uses science to debunk many self-help myths. For example, self-help books say that if you want to achieve a goal, you should visualize it. But Wiseman says that's the worst thing to do. Studies show that you need to visualize the steps required to achieve the goal. Other tips in the book are, if you want to eat more healthily, hang a mirror in your kitchen. This is proven to reduce unhealthy eating by 35%. If you want to be more creative, put a plant on your desk. Studies show that you'll come up with 15% more original ideas. What's the best way to make someone like you? Don't do them a favour, have them do a favour for you.
Happy reading!